Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Breaking Bread, A Baker's Journey Home in 75 Recipes by Martin Philip blends culinary memoir with an ambitious home baking guide. Philip is known for leaving a career in finance in New York City to pursue bread professionally, eventually becoming head bread baker at King Arthur Flour in Vermont. That personal pivot shapes the book's purpose to show how bread making can be both disciplined craft and deeply human practice, rooted in memory, community, and daily ritual. Across 75 original recipes, the book ranges from approachable bakes like biscuits, muffins, and bagels, to more demanding artisan breads such as baguettes, brioche, focaccia, and naturally leavened loaves. Photographs and hand-drawn illustrations support a narrative voice that is reflective and sensory, with baking used as a lens for travel, work, learning, and belonging. Alongside the storytelling, Philip includes practical guidance on ingredients, tools, and process, inviting readers to develop skill through repetition, attention, and patience rather than shortcuts. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, baking is a life change and a search for meaning. A central topic in Breaking Bread is vocational transformation. Philip trades the certainty of a finance career for the humility and risk of starting at the bottom in a bakery. The book treats that decision as more than a career move. It becomes a framework for exploring why craft matters, how a person learns through repetition, and what it means to rebuild identity around tangible work. Rather than presenting baking as effortless comfort, Philip emphasizes the long arc of apprenticeship, the willingness to fail, and the gradual accumulation of skill. The memoir sections place bread in real settings and stages of life, making the recipes feel connected to places, mentors, and turning points instead of being isolated formulas. This approach encourages readers to see bread making as a practice that can steady attention and provide structure when life feels abstract or ungrounded. The emotional throughline is not simply ambition, but a desire for creative connection and a return to something elemental. The result is a baking book that treats loaf-by-loaf progress as a credible model for personal growth. Secondly, the craft foundations behind great bread. Although Breaking Bread is rich in narrative, it also takes technique seriously. Philip repeatedly returns to the fundamentals that determine quality ingredients, fermentation, temperature, timing, and handling. Readers are guided to think like bakers who observe dough rather than simply follow instructions. The book highlights how small variables can create large differences, from choosing flour to managing hydration and understanding how yeast or natural leaven behaves over time. Many recipes are structured to reflect real bakery logic, where mixing and shaping are only part of the process and planning matters as much as action. This is also where the book can feel demanding. Some breads require multi-day schedules and benefit from specialized tools used in artisan baking. Still, the technical emphasis is not presented as gatekeeping. It is framed as a path to independence, where understanding method allows adaptation. By pairing instruction with lived experience, Philip makes the case that bread skill is earned through careful practice, and that the most reliable improvements come from mastering basics, not chasing novelty. Thirdly, 75 recipes that map a baker's journey. The recipe collection in Breaking Bread is designed to feel like a trajectory rather than a random assortment. The range spans quick bakes and enriched doughs alongside classic lean breads, giving readers multiple entry points depending on confidence and time. Recipes commonly associated with everyday comfort appear early and often, such as biscuits and other home-style bakes, while more technically involved items like baguettes, brioche, and naturally leavened loaves reflect deeper commitment. This structure supports the memoir premise. Foods are linked to periods and places in Philip's life, including his roots and his later professional formation. The variety also broadens the book's usefulness. A reader can bake selectively for weeknight practicality or pursue a longer program of skill building by working through increasingly complex doughs. The inclusion of non-loaf items, such as breakfast and sweet bakes, underlines that the author's definition of breaking bread is expansive, centered on feeding people rather than chasing one perfect style. Overall, the recipes function as both instruction and storytelling devices, showing how technique and memory develop together over time. Fourthly, bread is culture, memory, and community. Another important thread is the social meaning of bread. Philip treats bread not only as food but as a symbol of welcome, belonging, and shared life. In the memoir passages, specific dishes and styles connect to family history and regional identity, including foods associated with his upbringing in the Ozarks. The book also gestures outward to broader bread traditions through travel and professional exposure, using different breads to mark encounters with new places and ways of eating. This cultural angle does not become an academic history, but it is present in how Philip frames bread as a common language across settings. The act of giving a loaf, teaching someone to bake, or building a routine around fermentation becomes a form of relationship building. That emphasis helps explain why the book mixes essays with recipes. The author is trying to capture what bread does in human life, not only how it is made. For readers, this can deepen motivation. Technique becomes easier to sustain when it is tied to a purpose such as feeding others, honoring memory, or creating a gathering point in a home. Lastly, aesthetic and spiritual language around everyday ingredients. Breaking bread stands out for how it describes the sensory and inner experience of baking. Philip often frames bread making as a soulful practice, focusing on touch, smell, sound, and the quiet attention required to coax dough into structure. He treats common ingredients as capable of transformation, elevating ordinary steps like mixing and folding into moments of observation and intention. This does not replace the practical instruction, but it changes the reader's relationship to it. Waiting for fermentation becomes an exercise in patience, and shaping becomes a way to learn control without force. The book's photographs and hand-drawn illustrations reinforce this aesthetic aim, presenting bread as both functional and beautiful. For some readers, the poetic voice is a primary attraction, because it articulates what many home bakers feel, but rarely see expressed, that baking can be grounding and emotionally satisfying, even when results are imperfect. The spiritual tone is not doctrinal. It is closer to an ethos of craft, where presence and care are treated as ingredients. This makes the book appealing beyond strictly culinary audiences. In conclusion, Breaking Bread is best suited to readers who want more than a list of dependable formulas. Home bakers who enjoy learning process and who are willing to plan ahead will benefit most, especially those curious about artisan methods and longer fermentation timelines. It can also appeal to memoir readers interested in creative reinvention, since Philip's career change and apprenticeship narrative provides a clear human arc. Practically, the book offers a broad repertoire of recipes and encourages stronger fundamentals understanding dough behavior, working with temperature and time, and improving through repetition. Intellectually, it argues that craft can be a form of self-knowledge and that making bread is a way to connect private life with community. Compared with many bread cookbooks that focus narrowly on technique or on quick results, this one distinguishes itself by integrating instruction with personal storytelling and a reflective voice. The combination of essays, photographs, and illustrations helps convey why bakers care so much about small details without losing sight of the fact that bread is meant to be shared and eaten. Readers seeking a purely streamlined cookbook may prefer something more minimal, but those who want both skill building and meaning will find it memorable. If you would like to support Martin Philip, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.